Hello everybody, here I am beside the grave of Vera Lynn, Dame Vera Lynn, in Ditchling, in Sussex, and her husband Harry Lewis. I didn't realise her husband was Jewish. So, and there it's got "We'll Meet Again" from her famous song in the Second World War. So she sang that one, "We'll Meet Again, Don't Know Where, Don't Know When, One Sunny Day," and then it summed up the feelings of a lot of soldiers and their girlfriends or wives, as the soldiers, the sailors, the airmen were going off into combat, vainly hoping they'll meet again. They may never ever meet again, or possibly be posted overseas. Or was the relationship or the marriage really going to last? She really bolstered Allied spirits and got people through the Second World War, using some Americanisms as well, like "Will you please say hello to the folks that I know?" And well known for her rendition of "Land of Hope and Glory" and so on. So that is Dame Vera Lynn, born 1917. And she broke a lot of hearts by getting married about the age of 24 in the middle of the Second World War. And then she was a staple of VE Day commemorations for the rest of her life, performing well into her 90s. And she was very popular in the Netherlands as well. And I remember the radio announcing her 100th birthday in 2017. Unfortunately, she died in coronavirus lockdown, and they had a Princess Diana style procession for her coffin up the street here. And here is this ancient church where she had her funeral before being buried here. But because of coronavirus restrictions, not that many people could come along. She was a pacifist, which I remember Lord Norman Tebbit, the Conservative cabinet minister, used against her, saying obviously pacifism was not going to defeat Nazism, however beautiful her singing voice. So I mean, I hadn't realized till now that Vera Lynn was buried here. I knew it was somewhere in Sussex, but now I discover. So that's Dame Vera Lynn. They don't make them like that anymore.